Berlin, October 1931 through July 1933. While he was in New York, letters from family and friends kept Bonhoeffer well informed about the worsening situation in Berlin, a society moving towards social, political, and economic chaos. One-third of Germany's workforce was unemployed, inflation was rampant, and the Nazis were in the ascendancy. Hitler had inspired the youth of the nation. He had called for sacrifice, for subordination of the individual to the needs of the people as a whole. To eager students and young people from the poorest sections of the population alike, he held out a dream of a great Germany. Instead of humiliation, which was all 10 years of democracy had brought, he would make Germany great as she had once been. "You as an individual are nothing," he said. "The people as a whole, Volk, is everything." The majority of the youth of Germany followed their leader as he pointed the way to greatness. First, this meant destroying the influence of the Jews and removing them from all offices of significance in the land. Bonhoeffer returned from America and was soon actively engaged in academic work, lecturing in the university and working within the church. He saw the need to concentrate upon the youth of Germany, whether they were university students or from the poorest suburbs of Berlin. He took over a confirmation class in Wedding, a deprived suburb, and developed a profound relationship of trust with boys from impoverished homes. He accepted the offer to become a youth secretary of the World Alliance for International Friendship through the churches, traveling widely in Central Europe and meeting Christian youth from many places. An evangelical experience. In 1931, something happened which changed Bonhoeffer radically. Looking back, he described this as the only major change that had taken place in his otherwise steadily developing life. Several of his friends noticed the change at the time, but it was to a close associate that he explained it himself just a few years after it happened. A selection from that long account is enough to show what it meant at the time. "Something happened that transformed my life and has remained with me to this day. For the first time, I discovered the Bible. I had often preached, had a great deal to do with the church, spoken about it, and urged support."